Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has won a fourth term in office. The populist leader faced an unprecedented challenge from a coalition of parties from the right and left that united try to oust Orbán from power. It did not work. NPR's Rob Schmitz is in Hungary's capital of Budapest. He joins us now. Rob, this election was predicted to be tight, was it?
No, it was not. Orbán's Fidesz party easily ran away with this, winning 135 seats in parliament compared to just 56 seats for the opposition. In his victory speech, Orbán said that Hungarians had voted with their hearts.
Ez a győzelem azért is marad majd emlékezetes talán.
And he's saying here that the victory will be remembered for the rest of their lives because they had to fight an overwhelming force, the left at home, the international left, the Brussels bureaucrats, the international mainstream media, and even the Ukrainian president. And he's referring to Volodymyr Zelensky's criticism of Orbán for supporting Vladimir Putin at a time when the rest of the world is condemning the Russian leader.
Why was this such a landslide win for Orbán?
Well, Orbán's nationalist far-right policies are popular throughout rural Hungary, which is home to the majority of voters. These are folks who attend church and see Western values as a threat to their traditional lifestyle. The other reason Orbán won so easily was mentioned last night in a concession speech delivered by Peter Márquez-Zoy, the opposition candidate.
So we did everything right. And yet the results show that after 12 years of brainwashing, Orbán can always win any election in this country.
And he's referring here to how Orbán and his party have gained control and influence over more than 90% of Hungary's legacy media. TV, radio, and print news were essentially transformed into campaign instruments for Orbán for the past couple of months, and many think this had a big impact on how people voted.
So what does Orbán's win mean for Hungary's future?
Well, it means that Hungary will continue to be Russia's best friend in the European Union, and it also means that Hungary will move further away from the EU. The EU is already cutting off some funding to Hungary, but Hungary still receives billions of dollars per year from the bloc. Political scientist Zoltán Gábor Szücs thinks this funding could now be at risk, but he's also concerned about what this landslide win will mean for Orbán's hold on power.
My biggest fear is that they will think that they should go on this road downward toward further autocratization. And if this is true, then they can carry on with their policies and they can survive much worse economic situations.
And as it stands, Hungary's economy is suffering from Orbán's relentless spending on new sports stadiums and big-ticket infrastructure projects. Russia's war next door in Ukraine and inflationary pressure could mean a bleak economic picture for Hungary.
How are people there in Budapest reacting to this news?
Well, yesterday I spoke to voter Esther Mazovari. She voted against Orbán, but she told me she knew he was likely going to win anyway. Here's what she said she thought is now in store for her country.
I think it means more people leaving the country, especially young people, less human rights, especially for minorities, women. But yeah, definitely we're going to move towards the east instead of west, I think.
And she says that she thinks Hungary's going to move towards the east. That what she means by that is that she thinks Hungary will now align itself more with other autocracies like China and Russia and away from the democracies of Europe and the West.
That's NPR's Rob Schmitz joining us from Budapest. Rob, thanks.
Thank you.